what's partially in accord with the truth about me, I'm going to purify that. And what's not the truth about me at all, I'm rejecting it. So I'm accepting, purifying, and rejecting all day. I'm accepting, purifying, and rejecting. I'm accepting, purifying, and rejecting. I am accepting you. I'm accepting what you're saying, or I'm purifying what you're saying, or that's a bunch of crap. So I'm just rejecting that. He said, that's where the Holy Spirit operates. That's where God operates in our mind. Whatever you hear that's in accord with the truth, that strengthens your joy. Now remember, what's in accord with the truth, the Course says, is what strengthens your joy. So when we're talking about the Course, don't forget, for a minute, forget material things. Okay, for an hour, just forget material things.
Okay.
Forget your husband, your wife, your child, your boss, your grandmama, the police, just for an hour. Forget them. Okay, could your job be with it just for an hour or two?
Yeah.
Forget them.
Okay.
Right. And what we're going to talk about is perception, the way we are interpreting things, the way we are seeing things and feeling things. That's what this is talking about. Because when you look at it that way, then we on the road to some cool stuff. Okay, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I've always thought judgment was bad. But in this case, you are judging, but it's just you're judging your thoughts against what you know to be the truth, and then straightening out your way of seeing it.
Exactly. Okay.
And then, okay. So we can accept it. If it's in accord with that, we can purify it. If it's sort of.
Yeah.
And we can reject it if it's not. So, okay, I get the accepting. That's when somebody says you're really loving and you're a beautiful spirit. And I can say, yay. And I can get the rejecting. That's when somebody says you're full of shit. And
mm-hmm.
I can say, I don't think so.
Okay.
But what about the purifying part? Can you give me an example?
Well, the purifying part is what you're doing right now. Right now you're going through a process of purification because you are changing your thoughts about yourself. And you're learning to let go of the ones that are not loving. So the purification process, it would be sort of like pure love is coming at you, you accept it. You don't have complete love for yourself yet, so you'll accept some of the things I say and some of the things I say that you won't accept. Because of you see what I'm saying? So what you want to do is you want to purify yourself, which means to let go of every part of you that wouldn't want you to be happy and loved. That's the purification process. You see, and then some things you just don't deal with. Just like this, the same thing happens, the same three things happens in terms of relationships when you begin to study spiritual truth. You begin to change your consciousness. Some of the people you know need you to be the way you used to be because it served a need that they had, so they'll find somebody else to fulfill that need. You know, mm-hmm. Some people make the transition with you. You notice that you just made this big change, but you're still looking at them. They're still calling you. They're still hanging out with you. They're still coming around. You notice you made this change, and some people you used to see, they just gone. I've had so many people leave my life in the last 6 months, I had to change my deodorant. I thought it was the Course. It was my deodorant.
Wow.
It doesn't make you sad.
Not that, yeah, all the time I wasted, all I had to do was go to Walgreens. My intimacy problems could have been solved a long time ago. Except in Boulder. I've been right on time. People don't wear deodorant a lot of times in Boulder, I found out, because they want to be natural. I can get to that. Just prepare me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just let me know. Because I could deal with that. I think that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just to see what humans smell like. You know what I'm saying? That might give you a lot of power over the body right there. Be able to say no a lot easier. You know what I'm saying? If you're like just somebody you don't want to have sex with, just make sure y'all don't wear no deodorant. Y'all wait a long time. Get to know each other. Okay. So, I'm sorry, we're being happy ahead of time. We're supposed to be working up to happiness. We're not supposed to be all getting there and being studying. Okay. That's right. Let's be sad. Think about your life. Okay.
Think about my life, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Your story. From now on, we're going to call our life out just our story. So when I talk about it, I'm just going to call it my story or your story. Because it's time to separate us from our stories.
Okay.
So anyway, the court says, then he says, so this is how your right mind, which is the loving Holy Spirit in you, keeps you peaceful. He says, this is how he keeps the kingdom perfectly consistent and perfectly unified. Perfect consistency is perfect unification. If I'm doing something one way and I'm consistently doing it that way, if I'm doing something one way, I'm consistent. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
So completely consistent is to be completely unified. And the Course says, remember, however, that whatever the Holy Spirit, which is a part of you that thinks you are really cute, accepts, the ego, the part of you that thinks you're the scourge of the earth, accepts. So the part of me that doesn't love me accepts every unloving thought that I hear, which is the thoughts that the part of me that loves me is going to be rejecting. So really, all the negative thoughts that you accept about yourself just proves God loves you, because you're just experiencing the thoughts that God rejected.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's where they came from. They were rejected thoughts. It was the things you didn't even deserve. You were so wonderful and so loved. Now, and remember now, we're not talking about how we think of ourselves. Okay, that's important to keep that. Your opinion of yourself is none of your business.
Or anybody else.
Anybody else's business. We don't care. You shouldn't even want to know your own opinion of yourself. Let alone talk about somebody else's opinion of you. You know. Okay. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
If you're not loving yourself, you don't want to believe none of the rumors you're making up about you. Yeah. There's a couple of rumors that even though they're not true, I want them to be out there.
Lesson right there, huh?
I love how the Holy Spirit through me does time release jokes. It's like sometimes I say stuff to people and they 5 minutes later they go, so they get it, you know. The next day I get a phone call. You know, I got what you said yesterday. Because sometimes it's like that. It takes a minute for it to get into us. So what this is saying is, he says, whatever your loving mind accepts, your fearful mind, whatever your loving mind accepts, your fearful mind rejects, and vice versa. Whatever your loving mind rejects, your fearful mind accepts. Mm-hmm. So the Course says, this is because there are two parts of your mind that are in fundamental disagreement about everything, because they're in fundamental disagreement about what you are. If I am the part of you that thinks you are a rabbit and another person is the part of you that thinks you are the human, then we're going to be in constant disagreement about you, because I say you're a rabbit and they say you're a human. So we're going to be in constant disagreement about you. So there's a part of your mind that's in constant disagreement about you. There's you, and then there's a part of your mind that loves you, that's got an opinion of what you are. And there's a part of your mind that feels guilty, and it has an opinion of what you are. And the Course says those two parts of your mind are in fundamental disagreement about what you are. So if somebody says a loving thing to you, the part of you that thinks you don't deserve it rejects that thought. Yeah. And when someone says something loving to you, the part of you that thinks you deserve it accepts that thought. But at the same time, at the exact same time, the part of you that thinks you deserve it is rejecting every thought that's saying you don't deserve it. The part of you that don't deserve it is accepting every thought that you don't deserve it and rejecting every thought that you do deserve it. And so you got two worlds that you're living in. One where it looks like you're not getting what you deserve, and the other one looks like you are getting what you deserve.
Talk about schizophrenic.
That's exactly what we are. That's no joke. It's two of us. Mm-hmm. It's two of us. We split right down the middle. And the problem with it is that when I'm in one side of my mind, so that I won't seem crazy, because I've split, I project the other one.
Yeah.
And then I see that one as you. Mm-hmm. I say it again. You know what I'm saying? If I think I'm a loving person, but I got a lot of fear and anger and anxiety and frustration and guilt, but I'm a happy person, so I don't want to admit it, then the part of my mind is insane with fear becomes you. So then I become a loving person looking at crazy people.
Yeah.
So I'm always talking about how crazy and insane the world is. Oh, it's so insane. Yeah, honey child, I wish more people were like me. And see, I don't realize all I'm doing is looking at my own denied subconscious mind thoughts. Woo, that's disgusting. That is the most disgusting thing I ever heard. Okay.
If you embrace them, you get depressed.
Actually, if you embrace them, is when you'll be the end of them.
Yeah.
And all embracing them means, I don't mean go up and give them a hug. Embracing them means to recognize that you're just like them. You got a part of your man that has fear too. And that's true. I say it, I believe it for you.